A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at SunTrust Park in Atlanta, Georgia, the Marlins concluded their brief three-game road trip. It was a rubber match between the Marlins and the Braves, a matchup between Jose Ureña and right-hander Mike Fultonevich. With the recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the second consecutive game, Brandon Phillips, the hero with a walk-off hit. And the Braves have beaten the Marlins 5-4 today to take this series 2 games out of 3. This ball game was scoreless for the longest time. Jose Ureña was the starter for the Marlins. Mike Fultonevich on the mound for the Braves. And they matched each other 0-for-0 through the first 5 innings. Now, there were some exciting moments in the early innings in this game. In the second, for example, Matt Kemp, a leadoff single for Atlanta. That'd be the only Braves hit until the 7th inning. After that base hit, Ureña came back and he hit consecutive batters, Matt Adams and Kurt Suzuki. Tensions were beginning to mount a little bit. Braves had the bases loaded with nobody out in that second inning. Dansby Swanson hit a ball up the first baseline that Ureña fielded. He came home with it. They were able to force Matt Kemp out at the plate for the first out. Rio Ruiz then lined to short for the second out. And when Ureña struck out Fultonevich, he was out of that bases loaded, nobody out mess in the second, without allowing a run. Marlins had some chances here and there also, but couldn't cash in against Fultonevich, at least not until the 6th inning, when in a scoreless game, D. Gordon led off with a single. With one out, he went to second base and a base hit by Christian Yelich. A walk to Marcelo Ozuna loaded him up for the sizzling Justin Bour.
Bour hits the ball hard. Base hit up the middle. Home to score is D. Gordon. Behind him, Christian Yelich. A throw to the plate. Yelich slides and scores. And it is a 2-run single up the middle for Justin Bour, and a 2-0 lead here for the Marlins in the 6th.
Justin Bour went 2-for-4 today in 3 games now since coming off the disabled list. He's gone 4-for-8 with a homer and 4 runs batted in. Now after the Bour single, Derek Dietrich singled, so the Marlins again had the bases loaded, one out, leading 2-0. And I said at the time, you'd like to see the Marlins add on a little bit here and not be content with just the 2 runs. Unfortunately, they couldn't add on. A.J. Ellis took a borderline pitch for a called third strike, and then J.T. Riddle hit a fly ball to right. So Fultonevich was out of that 6th inning without any further damage, down 2-0. That would be it for Fultonevich. 6 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs. Walked 2, struck out 4 through 97 pitches, 60 strikes. He threw 44 pitches in the first 4 innings, 53 in the 5th and the 6th. In the bottom of the 6th, Jose Ureña worked around a couple of walks to hang another 0. So we went to the 7th, Marlins leading the Braves by the score of 2-0. The Marlins bullpen was depleted today. We knew that coming in. A.J. Ramos threw 34 pitches in an inning and a third yesterday. Kyle Bearclaw worked in 3 straight games. Harlan Garcia in 3 straight games. David Phelps had pitched in back-to-back games as well. We would see Phelps in this ball game, but Marlins were hoping to get as much as they possibly could out of the starter Ureña, but when he allowed back-to-back hits to Suzuki and Swanson to start the 7th, he was done. Ureña had allowed 1 hit through the first 6, but then greeted by consecutive singles to begin the 7th. So Phelps came on for the 3rd game in a row with runners at 1st and 3rd, nobody out in the 7th, looking to protect a 2-0 lead. He first went after Rio Ruiz. Pitch on the way, and Ruiz to fly ball down the left field line. Ozuna over and toward the corner makes the catch. Runner tags from 3rd, comes home. The throw's to 2nd, where Swanson's in safely with a head-first dive. So a sacrifice fly by Rio Ruiz puts Atlanta on the scoreboard. And it also got the tying man to 2nd with 1 out in the 7th for pinch hitter Johan Camargo. 1-1 pitch is looped out toward left center over Ozuna. Can't get it down for a hit. Swanson around 3rd. He's going to score, and we're back where we began. All knotted up. It's a 2-2 game in the 7th. And the Braves weren't done with David Phelps. Ender Inciarte singled. Brandon Phillips then walked to load the bases. Exit Phelps. Enter Nick Whitgren to face Nick Markakis. Here's the pitch to Markakis, and it's grounded fair inside the back at 3rd, down the left field line. The Braves have the lead. Camargo scores. Here's Inciarte on his heels. It's a 2-run single for Nick Markakis. 4-2 Atlanta. Braves sent 8 men to the plate in that 7th inning. They scored 4 runs on 5 hits. They had turned a 2-0 deficit into a 4-2 lead. In the 8th inning, Jose Ramirez out of the bullpen looking to protect that 2-run cushion. He walked the first man, Christian Yelich. We say it all the time. Nothing good follows leadoff walks. Marcelo Ozuna to the plate, representing the tying run in the eighth. There's a high drive deep to left. Back goes Kemp at the wall. Goodbye, Marcelo Ozuna has brought the Marlins back. It's 4-4 in the eighth. Ozuna with his 18th home run, RBIs 48 and 49. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. That was all the Marlins would get in the eighth inning. To the bottom of the eighth in a 4-4 contest, Nick Whitgren retired the side in order. A couple of strikeouts in the Braves' half of the eighth. Then in the top of the ninth, Atlanta turned to its closer, Jim Johnson. With two outs, he walked D. Gordon, who stole second base. So the Marlins have to go ahead and man at second. But Giancarlo Stanton popped up for G, an 0-for-5 afternoon and a 1-for-14 weekend here in Atlanta. So he went to the bottom of the ninth with the Marlins bullpen depleted. The rookie Drew Steckenrider, native of Atlanta, was on to pitch in the ninth, trying to get this game into extra innings. He got the first man, pinch hitter Lane Adams, and a fly ball to left. Johan Camargo then reached what was originally scored an E5, a ball hit to the right of Derek Dietrich at third base. He slid forward on his knees, couldn't come up with it cleanly. A couple of seconds later, the score made a change, decided it would be a base hit for Camargo. So the winning man was at first with one out in the ninth. Ender and Ciarte followed with a single. That sent Camargo to third. So the Braves looking to walk it off for the second game in a row. Had first and third with one out in the ninth. The Marlins brought Marcell Ozuna in to employ a five-man infield. They had three defenders, Riddle, Gordon, and Ozuna, all near that second base bag. He thought it would be tough to get one up the middle against that alignment. Brandon Phillips was able to find a hole, though.
3-1 pitch coming up to Brandon Phillips. Here it is, a swing and a ground ball to the left side, through and a base hit, and the Braves win the game. Right between the bag and J.T. Riddle, a game-winning hit again for Brandon Phillips. He delivered one in yesterday's game, and the Braves walk it off again today with a 5-4 win over the Marlins.
Riddle went after it to his left. It almost looked as though Riddle thought D. Gordon was going to make the play. It looked like maybe D. thought Riddle was going to make the play. But nobody made the play. And for the second game in a row, Brandon Phillips is a walk-off hero. He did it in the bottom of the 10th inning here yesterday. In the bottom of the ninth today, Braves win it 5-4. For Atlanta, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 8 left. For Miami, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. The Marlins strand 7. Jim Johnson, the winner out of the bullpen, 5-1. Drew Steckenrider, the loser, 0-1. Time of the game was 2 hours 53 minutes in front of 36,912 here at SunTrust Park.
Now for the second consecutive ball game, the Marlins fall in walk-off fashion. And in both cases, it was Brandon Phillips who came through in the clutch for the Atlanta Braves. Fish family members, if you're joining us this morning and you missed your bonus code yesterday afternoon when the boys were in Atlanta, your Fish family bonus code today is MLK. That would be your Fish family bonus code. Now, the Marlins return home tonight to begin a 10-game homestand, 3 against the Washington Nationals. Our first game scheduled for 7:10 tonight. Left-hander Justin Nicolino off the disabled list. He'll go toe-to-toe against right-hander Tanner Roark. It's a National League East showdown, and we'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.